This is the Opie and Anthony Show on WBCN.
Okay, here we go. Hey, this is Brett Michaels of Poison, and you are listening to the worst of Opie and Anthony. You're checking out the Opie and Anthony Show, the ONA virus spreading across America. Bill Burr in studio today for Jim Norton.
People on Pal Talk got to hear the Hannity Show during a commercial.
I know, man. We were talking about Letterman.
We talk about all kinds of things during commercials.
I leave the studio to take a leak. I come back and there's an all-out, like, discussion.
Me and Bill have some really great, passionate discussion.
Slash argument going on about New Orleans.
You built it all up and it was just basically a discussion.
It's a nice discussion.
Yeah. I come out and there's an all-out discussion.
Me and Bill have great respect for each other, I think.
There's just sentences flying around.
But the,
No, it was intense.
Our points of view are a little different, that's all.
Yeah,
but I respect his point of view and everything, and I enjoy having a nice conversation with
Well, now you got to bring it on to the air because...
So it's just about New Orleans, and...
I don't know if you have a good perspective of New Orleans. Usually, when we're on the road, you stay in the hotel, like, most of the time.
Yeah.
And then you see Bourbon Street, and you assume that that's New Orleans.
No. I've seen other parts of New Orleans. And even Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras, I've seen some people being assaulted by some of the locals. That really put me off.
We were up in a balcony. We saw some ugly stuff, Bill. I got it.
But we were talking about the rebuilding of New Orleans after Katrina a year ago. So they're rebuilding. And Mayor Nagin and a few other people are pissed off that industry... Big business, as they like to call them, these faceless, nameless, just buildings, come swooping in to buy up a lot of this land that is now very cheap, redevelop it, and make a profit, make money. But these are all carpetbaggers is what they call them, right? But these are also industry and people that will employ people that live in the area, people that were jobless, and other people, as I got Bill's opinion, seemed to be, let's rebuild it the same way it was with tin shack shanties and bring the poor people back.
I never said that.
Well, then who's going to make it better?
No, my whole thing is they're just sitting there and they're acting like, you know, we're trying to get the funds together. It's like you're not. You know those people are broke. You're just waiting until they finally just say to hell with it.
And stay where they are.
They're not coming back.
They've evac'd to Houston and other places.
Having traveled around the country, it's nice to be able to go to a city that actually still has some sort of uniqueness to it. And they're going to turn that into like a food court.
The only place.
And they'll keep Bourbon Street the way it is, huh?
That's fine.
You got balconies
and beads. You know something? That's fine because that's the only place that is unique. Is Bourbon Street, the very limited surrounding area, because it's very New Orleans. That's what people know. They weren't going to the Ninth Ward. They weren't going down there to... That wasn't the tourist attraction. That was get your head caved in area. That was poor people living in crap holes. Who wants to build that back? Mayor Nagin is so pissed off at the fact that industry wants to come in there, and as he sees it, take advantage of the poor that have been displaced...
But isn't that what America is all about?
Exactly what they're doing, though?
Is it? I don't think it
yes.
is. Their property has been decimated. They're going to get money for it, for whatever it's worth. Sorry, it wasn't the big business hurricane that came in and tore up their property.
No, dude, obviously I'm not saying that.
Should they all get brand new houses on the taxpayers' dollar? Is that what should happen?
No. Well, should five guys get to go in and own the whole thing and just wait these poor people out? I'm saying these guys are allegedly in our country. We ought to help them out.
These five guys will go in, develop the property, increase the value, give these people jobs so they can come back.
Why can't we have a liberation in New Orleans?
A liberation?
Like we're doing in Iraq.
From
we're
what?
Liberating
oh,
liberating them. Why don't we go down there and spend a
little Well, you know something?
Bucks.
Maybe those five people can develop it so that crime isn't running rampant like it is in Houston now for some strange reason. The past year, crime in Houston has just shot through the ceiling. I wonder what that's all about. What has happened in the past year in Houston that made crime go up? Let me think. I'd rather have the faceless five people that you name. And by the way, I want to know who these five people are that you're naming, that you're not naming.
That's where it begins, though?
Is that where it begins?
You're saying these people are just these bad people, and that they just steal because they just steal. And if you put them
because they've been impoverished for years.
Right. So my thing is, why
bring in jobs for the people.